Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, my friend. Okay, so I'm going to answer a question that I'm asked so often, like all the time. And people will think about being a course creator, but they're like, but how? How do I do that? Like, how do I take the knowledge maybe that I use with my one-on-one clients and in coaching sessions, and how do I turn that into a course? What do you mean? Like, what does that look like? That sounds so overwhelming. Like, I don't know. And they start naming all the different things that they don't know. They don't know what platforms to use. They don't know who would buy it. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to put all the pieces together. Does any of that sound like you? Have you totally been there? Like, you might be listening to my podcast and thinking, I really kind of want to do this thing called create a course, but I'm really not sure about where to start and all those little pieces. And oh my gosh, I'm just so overwhelmed that I just keep thinking about it year after year and I'm not doing anything about it, but I'm learning and trying to figure it out. Okay. If that sounds like you, then listen up, because I have your first three steps to get you going so that you can take your expertise, you can take your knowledge and start turning into that course idea. Okay. So we're going to talk about three steps to get you started. All right. So number one is identify your expertise. That might sound like, well, duh, like I know what I know, but I want you to break it down. So let's, for example, say you are a math teacher, all right? You're a math teacher and you know all kinds of different things about math. You know, from algebra to geometry to all the little pieces in the algebra, you know, world, that you could create a course to help high school students or help parents understand how to support their high school student with their algebra homework, or even fourth grade math homework. You could make a course to actually help parents then teach their kids. But your expertise is math. But when I say you need to identify your expertise, like, you have to narrow it down. You have to think about, what does your audience need? So let's go to another example. Maybe you are a podcast manager yourself and you want to create a course. So you're a podcast manager and you know how to do all of these very high techy things. You know how to level out the noise. You know how to clean up, you know, the audio pieces and things like that. But your audience might not want to know that. Your audience might need a mini course that just says, how do I write a podcast episode? Where do I start? Like, how do I break that down? So even though you're a podcast manager and you know these other things, you have to think about, when you're thinking about a course, where do I start? What do I want them to accomplish with the knowledge that I have? So this brings me to point two, to step two. All right. The very first one is to identify your expertise. Break it down from the overarching to, what is the part that my client needs or my student needs to know, and how can I break that down? Okay. So number two is defining course objectives and the outcome. What do I mean by that? So what is the outcome that your client is wanting to have? You might be a brand strategist, and you may know how to do all kinds of different pieces as a brand strategist. You could help with messaging. You could help figure out your brand voice. You could help figure out their mission. You could help them figure out, you know, their colors and what kind of graphics to use to portray the right message and how they can create and connect. But your audience might just want a course on how do I create and decide on my brand colors and what kind of graphics to use. That's all they want. So you create a course in the outcome to be how to go and determine the best brand colors for your business that speaks and, you know, your personality, your brand personality, and that your future clients are attracted to. So you have to figure out down to what is the outcome that you want them to have. Let's use another example. If you're a health coach, you could be a health coach and you could know about nutrition and fitness, and you could know about sleep, you could know about digestion, all of these kind of pieces, but maybe they just want a course that tells me, what is my workout schedule supposed to be like? How can I beat this perimenopause, menopause world? Because the fitness that I used to do is not working now. So just tell me all I need to do to get my fitness and strength and all of these things back in line, because I'm 50 years old and it's hard. So you might, your expertise might be this big picture, but you have to narrow down what you're going to teach them by figuring out what the outcome is. You have to figure out what the end is to know where to start. So figure out by doing ideal client work and market research and figure out what is it that they really need help with? What is it that they really need you to come to the rescue for? And they will be on your doorstep and say, yes, take my money. I need your course. What is that? It might start small, then it might go into a bigger course that encompasses all kinds of different pieces. You know, and that's where then you can, that's why you have smaller price courses and you have larger price courses. But if you are new in the course creation world, you could start off with solving a smaller win at the end so you can help your clients actually find progress and find success. Number three. Okay, so number three is engaging content, creating that engaging content. So you've figured out your expertise, you narrowed it down to what is the win that they're going to actually achieve at the end of your course. And then three is start thinking about and creating engaging content. What does that mean? Engaging content can be, of course, videos of you teaching them and talking them through the steps of whatever they need to know to have that progress and to have that win at the end of your course. It could be videos that are engaging. It could be videos plus some workbooks involved. It could be a checklist that is attached. It could be, you know, homework where depending on some different courses, you're going to have some interactive things. And so you actually do homework that they submit and they turn in, and then you help them get to the next step. But you want to have engaging content that takes them one step at a time so that they can see progress and they see how to move forward. So those are the first three things before you ever need to worry about what platform am I doing this on, or how do I put all the videos together, or worrying about, oh my goodness, you know, who's going to buy it? You have to think about, what are you going to provide? What are you going to teach? Okay. So I want you to start off by doing those three things. And after you have that figured out, I would love to sit down. I have coaching sessions that I work with my clients one-on-one, and I help them take what you have just done, those three things, and I help you level it up, refine it, take a look at it. My expertise and my experience of being in the education world for almost 20 years has helped me just look at different curriculum, look at different pieces so that I can help you outline it. But then also on top of that, I have been in the online space as a course creator and working with course creators for over 7 years. And I know how to put all the pieces together. I know how to help you figure out what platform to use. What pieces do you need? How are you going to market it to them? How are you going to let them know it? I can help you do that. So you can go and find robinkent.com/coaching and learn more about how you can connect with me and how I can support you with coaching sessions and coaching packages that I offer my clients to help them take the next step and refine all the work that they have already done. Sometimes it's just stuck in their head and they just need brainstorming sessions and talking it through and figuring out what is that next step. So, all right. If that sounds like you, then yes, make sure you come over there. Always feel free to hop into my DMs and let me know if you have any questions over on Facebook or over on Instagram. And I would love to help answer any questions there as well. So, all right. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will be talking to you really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.